Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Windsor Johnston. President Trump has signed a roughly $900 billion coronavirus relief bill passed by Congress last week. It's part of a broader $2.3 trillion spending package that averts a government shutdown. The relief bill includes an extension of extra weekly unemployment benefits and another round of federal aid for small businesses. Federal investigators are working to determine a motive behind the massive explosion that rocked the city of Nashville on Christmas Day. Authorities have identified the suspect as 63-year-old Anthony Warner, who died in the blast. NPR's John Burnett reports Warner was a self-employed IT specialist with no criminal record.
Police are still baffled as to the why. Some locals wonder if the bomber had a grievance against AT&T. Warner parked his motorhome in front of the company's downtown data center, and the huge blast knocked out telecom in a large area. The Nashville mayor has publicly asked if there is a connection between the bomb site and the AT&T building. Here's FBI Special Agent in Charge Doug Korneski.
We are interviewing individuals that we've identified that are known to the suspect. We are also asking the public to, if I've spoken to him or know his ideology or anything that might have motivated him. We're interested in speaking to you.
Though the crime scene is complete, the investigation is far from over. John Burnett, NPR News, Nashville.
Federal watchdogs have faced pressure and a series of firings in the Trump administration in recent weeks. NPR's Carrie Johnson reports they're seeking new support for their work next year under the incoming Biden administration.
The federal watchdogs who guard against waste and abuse have plenty of work to do. That includes policing stimulus money. Michael Horowitz is Inspector General at the Justice Department.
And we're going to make sure that the public knows where that money's going and that people in the government are accountable for handling it the right way and recipients are accountable for using it the right way.
The Council of Inspectors General is asking Congress for more job protections in 2021. Several of their colleagues were fired or resigned under pressure in the Trump administration. They want to make sure they have the independence to do their work in the years ahead. Carrie Johnson, NPR News, Washington.
Southern California is being hit with its first major winter storm of the season. Forecasters say heavy rain could trigger mudslides today in areas devastated by recent wildfires. Resident Bill Howie lives in the foothills of the San Gabriel Mountains in Los Angeles County. He says he's lining his driveway with sandbags to prepare.
I'm going to start putting them where I think the debris or the major flow of water will actually head towards my home.
The National Weather Service says many parts of Southern California could receive up to an inch of rain. This is NPR News. One of Saudi Arabia's most prominent women's rights activists has been sentenced by a terrorism court to almost 6 years in prison. NPR's Ruth Sherlock reports the ruling follows widespread international criticism of her detention.
Loujain El-Haflou was instrumental in the push to let women drive in Saudi Arabia. She's been held since 2018 when she was arrested with other activists. Then her trial was moved to a specialized court created to deal with terrorism cases. She was accused of harming national security, allegations which relatives say mean in practice that she's spoken with foreign journalists and diplomats. United Nations human rights experts and leading rights groups say the charges are spurious. Lawmakers in the US and Europe have called for her release. Her sentencing, which was reported in local media, presents an early challenge to the Saudi royal family's relationship with U.S. President-elect Joe Biden. Ruth Sherlock, NPR News, Beirut.
Government officials in Indonesia have issued a series of new safety measures in response to a new strain of the coronavirus first detected in the United Kingdom. The regulations include a temporary ban on passengers traveling from Britain. They also contain stricter health protocols for Indonesians returning home from the UK. Residents will be required to show proof of a negative coronavirus test taken 48 hours before their departure. The new policies are scheduled to remain in effect through January 8th. Stocks traded mixed across Asia today. Stock futures are trading higher this morning on Wall Street. This is NPR News in Washington.